What if the most powerful weapon you can carry into battle is a song? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. We are wired to fight when things go wrong. Push back, problem solve, brace for impact. But sometimes the way we fight back looks more like praising God than powering up. That's what we see in today's story, where strength and surrender go hand in hand. It's inspired by a moment in scripture when God's people faced a terrifying army, not with weapons first, but with worship. Here's Sword and Song by Savannah Coleman. Sweat stung my eyes as I practiced the intricate steps of my deadly dance. For the final step, I had always had trouble remembering not to hold my breath, so I imagined myself blowing a dandelion and scattering the seeds as I leapt into the air, swinging my sword in a wide arch. "You are ready," Uyanga bowed her head in approval before turning to go. "What if I don't feel ready?" Gazing up at the starry heavens, I resolved to trust and whispered the prayer I was taught as a young child. "May the praise of Gerald be in my mouth and a double-edged sword in my hand." That night, I was awakened out of a deep slumber by the sound of the horn, a signal of alarm. The children of Gerald gathered close to listen to Oyanga. "A vast army is coming against us. We must seek Gerald." One after another, people recounted Gerald's power and might. I listened as those around me prayed, "We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." Then Commander Batu climbed on a boulder and raised his hands high. "Do not be afraid, children of Gerald. The battle is not ours. It belongs to him. Stand firm and see how he will deliver us." The following morning, as we journeyed to the desert to meet our adversaries, we were not silent. As one, the children of Gerald sang, "May the praise of Gerald be in our mouths and a double-edged sword in our hands. We praise your name, Gerald. Your love endures forever." All around us, as the enemy closed in, we continued to sing in praise. Suddenly, a brilliant light flowed from our mouths and reflected off our swords. To the left, a portion of the army marching toward us fell down, dead. To the right, the advancing enemy seemed to be dissolved by the light surrounding them. Ahead, their weapons were rendered useless. And behind, Gerald set an ambush. The children of Gerald turned in every direction, joyfully shouting, for our enemies had been defeated. I threw back my head and laughed with abandon. All my training, all the grueling hours of building muscle and wielding my sword to find the ultimate weapon was praise. So let's talk about this a little more. Today's allegorical story is inspired by 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 through 30. When a vast army was coming against Judah. Instead of allowing panic to set in, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and all the people gathered to seek God. Jehoshaphat reminded the people that the God of their ancestors, whose power and might had been displayed time and time again, was able to save them. Jehoshaphat knew that he and his people were not able to save themselves, and he encouraged them to fix their eyes on the one who was able. While the people of Judah sang and praised God, he delivered them by sending ambushes against the army invading them. So, when the army of Judah arrived at the battlefield, their enemies were already fallen. Consider taking some time to read 2 Chronicles 20, verses 1 through 30, slowly. How is this Old Testament story similar to today's fictional story? How is it different? Centuries after Jehoshaphat led the people in praise, Jesus came to fight the greatest battle of all. When Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave, he defeated sin, death, and the devil so that we could become God's children. Though we were not able to save ourselves, he chose to deliver us because he loves us. Now, if we put our trust in Jesus, we can know that he is with us through every struggle, fighting on our behalf. And when Jesus returns, all suffering and sorrow will be gone for good. If you want to know more about this good news, then go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus in the menu. When you or someone you love is going through a difficult situation, it's human nature to feel panicked. However, as children of God, we can find hope as we fix our eyes on Him. As we gaze at Jesus, our circumstances and problems, though they might not go away, they will be seen through the lens of His sovereign love. We can choose to praise God for who He is, even in the face of trials, trusting that He will move powerfully, whether it be in our situation, in our hearts, or both. Consider taking some time to remember the good things God has done for you and praise Him for His great love. And if you want to dig even deeper, there's a lot of scripture that goes along with today's story. You can find all of it in the Unlocked app or at unlocked.org. But as we can read in Psalm 149, verse 6, may the praises of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands. And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper, if not all of the verses, then at least check out 2 Chronicles 20, verses 1 through 30, and the rest of Psalm 149 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and I want to invite you to join the Teen Summer Reading Challenge. It's already started. It's been going for about a month now. So when you join, you'll grow in your faith by spending time in God's Word, and it's also a chance to win some prizes. Each month, we're giving away some fun rewards, so everyone who completes the challenge will be entered to win the grand prize bundle. You can sign up now at unlocked.org/summer. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. A bored shepherd once found ancient treasure in a cave. What kind of treasure might God have hidden in you? Find out tomorrow morning. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.